We'll save the shenanigans for the after show. Let's get it.
So, my bust out.
This is a long sell.
No, I swear to God, it's not a long sell.
No, I'm mad. I'm fucking mad. And I'm not disappointed. I'm mad and I'm disappointed.
Jimmy Bags, Buddy Delaware, and the Easter Bunny himself, Bunny Goodman, here ready to bring you the latest and greatest edition of Ranking After Midnight.
You're awesome.
I love that.
Like, hey, happy Good Friday, everybody.
April 7th, 2023.
You know.
Happy Zombie Werewolf Jesus Weekend.
Nah, well, it's the weekend, yeah. Today's the day that he got whacked.
If not, happy
whacked
Friday.
By the Romans. They fucking whacked him. They're supposed to make him, but they fucking whacked him.
He got hammered.
They whacked Tommy.
It was for the Billy Bag stuff, among other things.
Poor Tommy. Among other things.
Bunch of fucking jackoffs.
Oh, man.
All right, let's just dive right into this. Let's get right
into it. We got a lot to
Bunny
do.
Bunny Goodman. Tell us what we're doing.
We were supposed to do something, then we... I don't know what the fuck happened. So, tonight we are doing... is our main rank fictional ghosts top 30, and then
well, we're doing that because it's the sort of halfway to Halloween.
Yeah,
like, yes. If you do Christmas in July, that bullshit. So it's like we're April, you know what I mean? So do something a little spooky, maybe
slightly spooky is funny, whatever.
Slightly,
you know, there's a wide array of ghosts other than just horror movies.
Correct.
And then Jim won our last rank, which was commercial jingles.
Correctamundo.
And your bonus is 1990s console video games.
Correctamundo. Something fun.
All right.
Something different.
So,
I want to see what we line
Bunny
up.
Goodman, beer and shirt.
Beer and shirt. So I have a Lion's Head Light Tall Boy. They didn't have the regular in the 12 packs. And I have a Goosebumps shirt.
Hey,
spooky. There you go. All right. I dig it.
But I actually have an Under Armour jacket on over because it's quite chilly out.
I know. We're back to late winter now after our fake spring for 3 days.
We just had fake second spring?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's beautiful. It's like, what, 80 degrees, 85 degrees for 2 days in a row?
Yep.
70s
yeah,
for me.
Worries.
But
I think I can say.
I think we're approaching wet season 2 or something. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I forget that chart that somebody
That's
made.
What me and the wife call Saturday night. Wet season, baby.
Good
oh,
Lord.
God. All right. Buddy. Shirts, beers, and you got a hat on as well.
Yeah, I have my Knicks hat on because the Knicks locking down the 5 seed back in the playoffs.
Oh,
playing the Cavs
boy.
In round 1. Here we go. Shirt, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, there you go.
And doing a little Miller Lite cans.
Dude. I love it.
Shimmy.
Love it. Yeah, I got Modelo. I never had Modelo in my life till tonight. It's very good. It's very tasty. Look, and the shirt wins all shirts. It's the
great
Japanese
shirt.
Scream shirt.
That's great.
Look, there he is. There he is.
I can't
there
see.
There he is.
Stu?
It's Stuart. Yes,
oh.
It is.
Yep.
I have a Matthew Lillard shirt.
Stu Mocker.
Very
right?
Exciting.
Flesh.
Andrew Barrymore. And Nev. Oh,
and Nev.
So much semen on this shirt. That's a whole other thing.
All
right, next. Oh, of course, man. Come on now. Oh, my God. Only God knows why, Hughes.
So, Motley Crue is fighting like a high school
wow.
breakup now.
How about this,
oh,
man?
The
this
tea.
Is
spill
this
the
is
tea.
This is a bad breakup. This is worse than, like, the, you know,
well,
than the
I think
like
Mick is getting fucked over. Because I think
here's
he,
the thing,
yeah,
I think he just was like, let's stop, and they're like, no, we gotta continue. And
the worst
Mick,
part of all
Mick
of this,
is the band, but
yes, the worst part of all of this is that they stole John Five
from
Zombie's
Robert,
band
yeah,
from the last
and
15
he's,
years.
He's tarnished now because of this shit. He's
he is
like
tarnished.
The,
he's totally tarnished. John Five was
I
one
hate
of my
it.
Favorite guitar players. I still love all those Zombie albums. Fucking Educated Horses, Hillbilly 2, Venom's
yeah.
Regeneration Vendor. The Electric Warlock, Acid Witch, and fucking the Kool-Aid Eclipse. Those 5 albums are fucking as good
it's
of fucking
so...
rock albums as you could ask for.
It's like Mick left, and then the three of them got together and are like, let's fuck them, and then Mick's sitting there like, really, and then he's just like, okay, time to spill the beans.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you my hypothesis real quick? Let's hear it real quick. So in like 1993, Vince Neil's gone, right? Vince is gone. Mm-hmm. You get John Corabi. That album is pretty solid, right? Then you bring Vince back, okay? Because nobody cares. Then Tommy Lee leaves. You got that new Tattoo album with Randy Castillo from Ozzy's band playing drums. Then Tommy's back. Now the whole band's together. Now Mick is gone. One asshole stands through all of it. And I hate to say it because I love him, but I think Mickey Six is the asshole.
He is the asshole of all assholes. He's the Axl Rose of the band. He's the architect of the band. Of course, exactly.
Listen,
he's the Mustaine of it. He's like, there's always that one creative asshole.
Correction. I said the worst thing to come of this is that John 5 was stolen. The worst thing is that Sully Erna has been proved right from the classic Godsmack song, Crying Like a Bitch, which he wrote about Mickey Six. I think that son of a bitch might be right.
Wow.
Well, you know, Mickey Six responds with whatever. But no, seriously, the crew, they're terrible. And I hate that Def Leppard's wrapped up in it, too. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's a joke. And now it's just going to get worse. And, of course, it's all over money.
I think it's just that they're realizing they're not as relevant as they think they are, and they don't know how to respond to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cool for Nikki Six and Tommy Lee and John 5 and Rob Zombie to like make a band. That would have been, because they did that one song with the LA Rats or whatever.
Yeah,
or
I was
going
to
say
that. They did a song.
They did something, yeah.
Yeah. I'm Going Nowhere. What was it? Oh, man.
I don't know.
One of those, yeah, it was some cover. Anyway, yeah, but it's, I mean, and the funny part is Mick is the band.
Yeah, he's
band
not like the soul.
Nothing without him. He's the band. Like,
yeah, but
he's
like,
the music.
So,
he's playing
the
all the melodies.
Like Nicky
right,
Six
I mean, anyone
Nicky
could come
Six
in
is,
and play it, but...
Nicky Six has written every song. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
but Mick
like,
made them good. Semi-good, I should say.
Well,
because
he does
one good album.
Like
he's got that
song,
Floyd
yeah.
tremolo locked down, man.
I mean, listen,
I don't know.
In the Dirt movie, it is cool to watch Mick come in and play, or I should say Ramsey.
Oh yeah, because he kicks the guy out, and
yeah, he's just like, oh, you can
which
leave.
Makes
now.
Sense. He's, yeah, I love
so
that.
So it
part.
Sucks. It sucks.
But I mean,
you know what?
Mick is like
legacy.
Right, but Mick is like fucking old, and he was like, that's the whole thing. He was in his 30s when
yeah,
those guys were
yeah.
like 18 years old.
Yeah, he's
like
10 years older than like he's yeah, 10 years
so,
older than Tommy
and.
And
he's got
and
that
he's
disease,
like
and like.
Yeah.
But I just love the fact that now he's just dropping all the. Everything like oh
yeah.
Vince is on a track, Nikki's on a track, like as if we don't know that, you know.
Yeah,
that's
know.
Like somebody
yeah,
sitting
yeah.
you down and say, hey guys, the Easter Bunny's not real, like wait
yeah.
what
yeah.
like okay yeah. yeah we didn't know that,
dude. We've seen all of those county fair videos of Vince Neil's fucking solo band. We know
we
know where
what he does, man. Yeah,
we know where the bodies are buried
yeah.
and they are
oh,
buried
dude.
Inside of his belly, like we are
oh
fully
yeah
I don't
along
know
with
how
the Hamburglar
they're actually
and...
doing drum tracks, because you can see like the hits and stuff
well,
like that. And...
He's playing, but I think he's turned down and the track's turned up.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Kind of
like
a music
Britney
video.
Spears. It's like
it's a music
it's
video.
Like, it's
you know
a lot
I mean?
Easier to fake a bass track than it is a drum.
Right.
Like because...
Watch Kush. Look at Q Wayne's World when they're doing the music video. Ain't got no reason. The drummer's playing.
Yeah.
But you don't hear him because they have the track playing
up.
Louder than him. Yeah. That's my best guess of it. If that's, you know what I mean? Because I can't imagine them playing.
If Mick ever comes
raw
back,
like
which he doesn't, he should pull Brendan Fraser from the Airheads, where he just throws a guitar behind
just
his back.
Just stands there, dude, and just stands there. Well, how about there was Alan Jackson. I saw this video. It was badass. I guess... This was a long time ago. At an award show, they told him that his band was going to play on a track. He refused it, and they said, if you don't do it, we won't let you play. So he told his drummer, don't play with sticks. And if you look at the video,
yeah.
it's on like some award show. His drummer's playing without
yeah.
sticks, and it's the full backing track of the drums. It's such a badass move on his part to be like,
yeah.
fine, you want to fuck with us? Don't hold any drumsticks and just let them see it like that. And they did it. They aired it that way. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. It was like Rage Against the Machine, and like they're over England, and they're like,
"Oh, dude, yeah,
don't say the F word, don't say." And they're like, "Okay," it's like, "Screw you, I won't do what you tell me." And then like it,
fuck,
and it
oh.
kicks, and he's like, "Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me."
So good.
They're like, "Okay, we're gonna cut
so
away
good.
From that.
Yeah.
That's some inappropriate language."
Yeah. Oh, all man.
Right. So We need to get an order. An order.
Fucking crew.
In honor of... I'd say there's probably at least two of us that have a ghost from this movie. We're going to go range 1 to 13.
Okay.
13 ghosts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's in the title.
That's my bad. I thought you were going to reference a good movie.
That's a Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard's
in that. And Monk.
Everything he's in is good.
This guy's got such a hard on for
and
even Scooby Doo.
And Shannon Elizabeth.
Uh-huh. All right, Shimmy, give me a number.
I'll take 13 after Wednesday 13, lead singer of Murder Dolls. What a band. Okay. What a band.
Take 7 Costanza? After 7 Costanza.
I'll go 3.
Ooh.
For I don't know what.
Dale Earnhardt.
Sure. Alexa.
There you go.
Give me a number between 1 and 13.
Here's a number between 1 and 13. It's 9.
Niner. Costanza wins.
Oh. I want to go first.
I want to go first. All right.
Let's go. I'm going to go counterclockwise how my screen looks. So me, Bunny Goodman, Shimmy Bags, bring us home.
Oh, Jim can screw up the Diamond Dave if there is one.
Oh, God, don't put that on me. Not tonight. There's no chance.
So, we're going to start with the video games. We're going to go 10 to 6.
Got
to
do the video games. Yes.
All right, ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Press start to play.
Here we go. Number 10 for the Super Nintendo, Star Fox.
Never liked that one.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah, I was just playing it. I have a Super Nintendo Mini, and it's got like 100 games on it. I was playing
it. I never liked that one. I couldn't get into it as many times as I played it.
It's not great, but it's all right. Good memories.
Yeah.
Number nine, Tecmo Super Bowl.
There you go.
Legendary.
Number 8 for the Nintendo 64, WWF No Mercy. Number 7, also for the Nintendo 64, Mario Kart 64.
Ooh.
And Mario. Number 6, for the Sega Genesis, the original Sonic the Hedgehog.
Nice. Ooh, little Sonic action.
I was a Super Nintendo guy, so
I love it.
I never got really like the Sonic.
I would only play it at my cousin's, but it's good enough. I was a Super Nintendo household also.
Yeah, that was a war amongst friends. It was like Super or Sega, and
oh yeah, the big deal. I mean, you know, they got the Xbox versus PlayStation people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go back and forth over that shit.
All right, so number 10 here.
Let's hear it.
Super Nintendo F-Zero futuristic racing game.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Number 9 are also Super Nintendo is a little NBA or no, Donkey Kong.
Okay.
The original the one with Donkey and Diddy, not the Mario where he's jumping up.
Donkey Kong Country?
Yeah, that one.
Something like that.
Yeah, baby.
We can play Donkey as Diddy, and then the second one is like Diddy and Daisy, and I think
you throw the barrel, and oh man, that's good stuff.
Number 8, NBA Jam.
Nice.
NBA Jam, that's a good one.
Number 7, this game I absolutely love. It was, I don't know the full title of it, but it's Ken Griffey Jr.'s baseball game that he had.
For Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, so there was two of them. The original is much better.
Yes, the original one.
The original, and then there's Winning Run. Winning Run sucks. The thing that's great about the original Ken Griffey Jr. baseball is that because they didn't have a MLB player's license, they couldn't use real names.
No.
So they used their likeness, their numbers, but you could edit the names. And I had that game, and my friends and I, we would load all the rosters in, so you'd be able to edit all them. Great game.
Yeah.
Fucking love
the only person that had their real name was Griffey, but like,
yep.
You can tell like when whatever team McGuire was on, the A's at that time.
Yeah.
It was just like a big redheaded dude that just like was a monster. Like
I love that game. That if I wish that was on the Super Nintendo Mini.
I got the bat for it the one time, and then like me and my one buddy were just playing it all day long. Like
really,
yeah. Cause, but we had when you were batting though, like if you had the bat, you could use the controls on the bat and the button to field. It was just like, all right, this is impossible. So we'd have to just unplug one, and you know, so you can have the actual controller to field and pitch and all that, but. Number 6, if I can get some of the time back from playing this game, I'd probably live about an extra 2 years. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1.
Oh, man, I forgot about that one. Great game.
All right.
Jim, you're...
You had that.
You sound like a robot.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Jim, we're losing you here.
Do I? Oh, no. Is this an Adler?
This is all on you.
Hold on.
You're good.
We're back. All right. Am I good to go?
You can go.
Number 10, Donkey Kong.
Nice.
Love the Kong. Number
9. Oh, we're losing you.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. All right, 10, I got Donkey Kong. 9, I got Earthworm Jim. Gotta love the Earthworm Jim.
Didn't they make a movie or show or something like that?
They made a TV, they made a cartoon, and they did make a movie.
I remember the cartoon.
It was like a live-action movie.
They just did The Tick.
It was terrible.
On Amazon.
Maybe I'm thinking of The Tick. I don't think they did live-action Earthworm Jim. Yeah, it was The Tick. But yeah, they did make a cartoon. 8, Hughes, Sonic.
Nice.
Gotta love the Sonic. Number 7, I gotta go Street Fighter 2. I loved it in the arcade and I loved it on the consoles. And then my number 6, Gran Turismo.
Nice.
I love the racing games.
Excellent.
Okay, round table, top 5. Hughes.
Nintendo 64, WCW versus NWO Revenge.
Ooh.
Damn.
I still play it. Play it all the time.
Number 5, PlayStation here. Starting to get to late 90s. Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I can get some time back from that one, too.
Wow.
It stopped at 99 hours and 99 minutes. The counting.
All right. Number 5. I got classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I think it was
NES.
Super Nintendo?
NES.
Yeah, it was NES. That's right, yeah.
And it was just that impossible was good, yeah. to fucking beat.
Absolutely impossible. So fucking frustrating. But yeah, I loved it.
The one on Super Nintendo was good, where it was like Contra, where you just kept going to the right.
Yeah.
That one was really good. But the one on NES was just ungodly hard.
Yeah. Couldn't do it.
All right,
Hughes, 4.
Number 4 for Super Nintendo, Super Mario World.
Ooh, okay.
Number 4, finish him. Mortal Kombat.
Wow. Mortal Kombat. Okay.
Nice.
Bless you.
Number 4. I think it was... I don't know what it was at, but do you guys remember Beavis and Butthead video game? And the final level, the big boss, you had to fight Gwar.
That's awesome.
Oh, really?
Dude.
I didn't even know there was a game.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think it was Sega. Oh, man. Sega. I gotta look it up. Dude, I remember playing it, and the whole quest was to find and fight Gwar.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, it was so good. Oh, God, man. Beavis and Butthead video game.
Number 3. I'm going with Ken Griffey Jr., but for the Nintendo 64, Slugfest.
Oh, you're going Slugfest. Okay.
Yeah, I love Slugfest. So I play that still, too. I got all the great 64 games here in the fucking Batcave.
Number 3. I used to love when I... stay home sick from school, and I would try and beat this game as fast as I can with as least many deaths as possible to gain the Ninja X outfit. Metal Gear Solid.
Ooh, nice.
Metal Gear Solid.
You gotta go with the happy ending and save Meryl.
Let me see. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead came out in Sega Genesis. That's right, yep. Dude, it's so fucking good. You had to go to, like, the cafeteria and eat food. And I don't know, whatever. This is one of those dumb games. Anyway, number 3 for me. I'm going with Mario Kart 64.
Nice.
Number 2. Buddy.
Number 2. I'm just going to be honest and say that, like, somehow, erroneously, I fucking forgot Mortal Kombat. But number 2, NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of them that I didn't forget. I just didn't have room to put them on there.
Yeah. I did forget Mortal Kombat. I don't know how. Put that instead of Star Fox.
There you go. Number 2. Could arguably be number 1.
Oh, boy. Fuck it.
N64. Little 007 GoldenEye.
Excellent.
Ooh. The original Halo. And yeah, Call of Duty.
That's right.
My number two, Washkush. Goldeneye.
Ooh. I'm curious to know what your ones
my
are.
My number one. As so if
where's number one going to be then?
Goldeneye.
Okay.
Oh, there yeah. you go. Okay.
Right, well, that's the number one.
There's the winner, yeah.
My number two, it made friendships, and then that goddamn blue shell destroyed them. Fucking Mario Kart 64.
Okay. Okay. We're right on target then. Okay. Number one for me, always and forever, Mortal Kombat.
Nice.
Always. Always,
and
always,
Mortal
always.
Kombat over Street Fighter any day of the week.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what else?
Killer Instinct.
I'm going to say this. Killer Instinct over Street Fighter.
Oh, Killer Instinct was awesome. Street Fighter, the characters were lame.
Yeah. I still like Street Fighter 2, though.
I still like that. I still like the movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It's awesome. It's like awesomely bad. Like
awesomely bad.
Like I think it's just a terrible movie in general. Jean-Claude Van Damme was high in cocaine like 90% of the movie. Because he didn't give a shit. Man. The only reason why Raul Julia took it is because his kids loved the game and like he was dying. That was the last movie he ever did, I think.
Oh, wow.
He also played Gomez Adams.
So bad it killed him.
Yeah.
That's correct.
More all right, ready for ghosts?
Ghosts. This is going to be nuts.
Oh, man. I do have one honorable mention. I just couldn't figure out where to cut or put it, and then I thought of something else. I had a cut,
where
so
these lists are gonna go.
I don't even think you guys will have them, and if you do, it's not going to be very high. So,
alright,
we're gonna do it the traditional way. Does anybody got to take a piss break at all? We got great on time. We got about 22 minutes in.
I'm good.
I'm good to rock for a little. All right, while.
Let's
party.
Let's go traditional style, which is 30 to 21. Then we'll go 20 to 10, and then we'll round table the top 10.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rock. Number 10.
No.
From the television program. Oh, wait. What number?
30.
Oh, number 30. Number 30. From the television program, Are You Afraid of the Dark? The kid that drowned, he's in the fucking pool. He's like, I'm cold the whole time.
Oh.
I don't know what his name is.
Oh.
Jason Voorhees.
Okay.
Cold. Number 9. Number 29. What is wrong with me? I don't know what's going on. Number 29, Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
Casper.
Now, some of this is going to be up for debate, and I don't know, but to me, Candyman's a ghost.
He is.
So
he's a ghost. He died.
28.
He died, and he's come back. He's just not a very nice ghost.
So
that's your 28?
28's Candyman. 27.
Candyman.
From the movie 1408, Samuel L. Jackson's character, the hotel manager.
Ooh.
I only saw that once. I'm
thinking he's a ghost. I'm not 100%. That's all right. Number 26. Okay. Give me the entire collective of weird bastards that come out of the fog.
Oh! Good pull. Good pull.
Number 25. From the movie Ghost, Patrick Swayze.
Ooh.
Real tearjerker. Number 24, from one of the most delicious cereals ever, Boo Berry Crunch.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, man.
Sticking with the theme from Super Mario World, Big Boo. Number 22, the weird fucking little kid from The Grudge.
Ooh.
And number 21 from Harry Potter, Moaning Myrtle.
I only saw the first
Moaning
one.
Myrtle.
I'm just thinking it was a stupid
one. I was like, what's that? What's that ghost?
Aren't there the demonizers or something like that? The
Dementors.
The Dementors. Yeah, if you watch The Office, you would be aware that the worst part
of
prison,
the Dementors.
Mike,
that's
was
the worst part.
Well, there's the one dude I follow on YouTube. He makes all this shit for Halloween, and he did some really cheap and cool ways to make the Dementors.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Love me a good
Let's just Stilt Beast Studios, if you want to check them out there. All right, my honorable mention, I don't think any of you guys will even have it if you do. It's from the movie Frighteners, Frank Bannister, Michael J. Fox's character.
I Yeah. I don't have it, but I...
No idea.
That was my honorable mention.
I love, you know, okay. I fucking love Michael J. Fox. Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah, I know.
Christopher Lloyd was in the new episode of Mandalorian.
You guys ever... You guys don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm too much, no. Right? There's the hilarious thing where Michael J. Fox is on it and he gives Larry David a can of Coke and Larry opens it and it explodes.
And, oh my god.
Larry's like, he's not sure whether he should question whether, like, Michael J. Fox shook the can because of Parkinson's or if he intentionally shook it.
It's a little 50-50 there with Larry.
I'm like four seasons in on Curb and I gotta keep going back to it. I just don't have time, but oh my god.
You gotta watch the Seinfeld season's the one to watch.
Man.
All right. Anyway. Number 30 here. From Field of Dreams, Shoeless Joe.
Cheater.
Number 29 from The Haunted Mansion, The Hitchhiking Ghosts. Either the Disney Haunted House or the movie, whatever one you want to take it from. They're all the same.
Right.
Number 28, Mufasa.
Ooh, wow.
Damn. 27, a new movie. It's kind of like stupid funny Netflix, with Anthony Mackie and David Harbour. We Have a Ghost, Ernest.
Ah,
that's the name of the ghost?
That's David Harbour's character, Ernest.
Spoiler alerts.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be just...
Spoiler alert. My number 26. For any of you who have not seen any Star Wars movie, Master Yoda.
Crowd goes wild.
25. This is from Ghost Ship. Her name is... Francesa, but you can just refer to her as the girl in the red dress. If you've seen the movie, because you can see her boobies.
I saw the beginning. That was beginning's the awesome. You told me to watch the beginning.
And then I think she was singing in the beginning, the girl in the red dress, so. You get to see her boobies.
Interesting.
Number 24 is from season 1 of American Horror Story. Moira O'Hara, the Babe Maid.
Okay. Interesting. Good call. That's a good one.
Number 23 is from the movie Trick or Treat, the School Bus Kids.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Our first sync up of the night, Hughes. Well, Candyman. Candyman.
Candyman.
Candyman. Stop.
Here he comes.
Stop right there.
He's gonna show up now.
It's five times. He's five times you gotta say it.
Five times.
Is it five? Oh, it's five. I was thinking of Beetlejuice. Never mind.
Well,
I always get these mixed up. Yeah, it's three.
And what's Bloody Mary? Four times? Three times in the mirror or something?
Four. I thought three. Three, four? I don't know.
Oh, hey, you guys want to hear an appropriate joke? Like, for what you said? What did the one tampon say to the other tampon?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Nothing. They're a couple of stuck-up cunts.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love it. And the fact that you said cunt in there, too.
Yeah. I said I said to Rita before, I was like, Rita, you want to hear a joke? And she's like, nah, I don't think so. And I was like, are you sure it's funny? And she's like, all right, go ahead. And I told her, and she was like crying laughing.
All right, my number 21 from the movie Scrooge, the past, present, and future ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Are you doing all three?
Yeah, I grouped Falls. Them in. Okay. No need to pick one.
Niagara Falls, Frankie.
Niagara Falls, Frankie boy. Frankie Angel. All right. That's not
rum,
all right, number 30. Monster House, Nevercracker's wife, she's a ghost, and then possesses the house. How about number 29? You can either go with the first book or the movie, Goosebumps, The Ghost Next Door, which is the neighbor, the girl, the whole time is actually a ghost. Hughes, number 28, Moaning Myrtle.
Hey!
Number 27, we're going to jump over to Ghostbusters 2. Titanic just arrived. All the passengers, better late than never. Right?
I will say in Ghostbusters Afterlife, I want to say 3 because that's the one with the chicks, the Riveter, he's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But Jim wouldn't know about that.
Oh, God. Nope, I'm not watching it. Nope, just out of principle.
It's great.
Nope, nope, nope.
It's enjoyable.
It was a lot more entertaining and enjoyable than I expected it to be.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
It was better than Halloween H2O.
Alright, now you're just talking crazy. Well, H2O
sucks ass.
You're starting to turn stir the pot. Oh my god. 26. How about a little rom-com action? Just Like Heaven. Reese Witherspoon is a ghost.
Okay. Whoa. I don't even know what you're talking about, but okay.
Deep, I know.
I know what you're talking
about. Oh my god, it's a great movie. It's got fucking Hulk in it. It's got Mark Ruffalo Buffalo in it, man. Come on.
He was all about those rom-coms before he got a real role. And that's probably his last one.
Yeah, pays better.
Well, speaking of Ruffalo, I don't know if he's going to be in it or not. Now You See Me 3. They just released the poster.
Goddamn, I'll tell you what. Those Now You See Me movies.
I like them.
Not...
You won't see Buddy there.
You won't see me at the movie theater for it.
No. Alright, how about 25? We're going with some cartoon action. How about the Flying Dutchman from SpongeBob?
I respect the shit out of that.
Probably don't watch SpongeBob.
I respect the shit out of that.
That's awesome, right? Number 24. Let's jump over to the classic Hocus Pocus. The brother and the sister, Emily and whatever the cat's name is in real life.
Binks?
Whatever
Zachary
his name
Binks?
Is. Zachary Binks, there you go. Thackeray. That's right.
Thackeray
and Emily. Yeah. Alright. Now we're going to go a little controversy, and then Wash Kush sold me on something. I'm going number 23. How about Amanda Krueger? Freddy's mother. She's a ghost in part, four, whatever.
She's in
he's
three,
to
three
her.
Four, five. She pops up
in
three, four, and five. Yeah, she's
three's
a ghost.
Dream Warriors
is where she
because
she's
shows
dead.
Up.
Yeah. Right.
She's
yeah.
the nun. She's
like
the nun. That he keeps
the nun.
The guy,
yeah.
The guy, the doctor.
Yep.
So
yep.
after
they
you
it
finish
in
your,
she got raped
after
and
you finish your bottom 10, we'll go with some discussion of controversial potentials.
Sure. So if I'm going to stir the... Not that I'm stirring the pot, but I'll go Amanda Krueger, and then if I'm being respectful, because Wash Kush sold it to me, my number 22 is going to be Fred. I got to go with Fred. Technically, I guess he is a ghost. I know it's debatable, but it makes sense. Every list I checked said Freddy Krueger is a ghost, and it makes sense.
See,
I
was checking ones, and I was seeing that he's not.
I did, because I thought he was like a demon, but
he's,
I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
because
he was a living,
back,
breathing
so like,
man. And then he was murdered
right.
by all the kids' parents in the first...
Then
yeah,
he
but
came
you've
back.
Seen, if you've seen Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, you know that right as he was burning to death, those three demons came and they gave him forever life.
See, there
it's,
you go. See, there's controversy.
I did
That's
not
like
include...
Asterisk.
Spoiler alert for mine, I did not include Freddy, and I love Freddy.
So let me go back to my list.
I'm
all right.
staring at Freddy right here. On the wall.
You know what? What I had in place of that, and I'll leave like a little asterisk, is I'm going to go with the movie Ghost, but I'm going to go to the subway.
Oh,
remember the guy on the subway? The mean guy?
For one drag! Just push
it!
I was pushed!
There you go. Pushed. See?
Yeah.
Alright?
Yeah.
And then my number 21, our first gangbang of the night, whatever you want to call it, we got some Candyman action.
Alright. I like the gang. I got the gangbang too for tonight.
The gangbang. We ran the train on the candy. All right,
so I was thinking of something earlier. So, just in general, a mummy in like, you know, the mummy, the original monster movie, the Brendan Fraser movies, all of them. I think they're not ghosts because it's a physical thing. It's a physical thing that like, it's cursed. So is it a zombie?
Right.
Or is it like its own sub thing of it? Is a mum...
Well, a mummy is a mummy.
I think a mummy is a mummy.
But,
it's
undead.
Well, actually, you can make the argument either way, but I think a mummy is a mummy.
A mummy is
a mummy.
How does a mummy...
The curse is what brings the mummy back. So I guess...
Right. So the thing is this. A zombie...
It's an infection.
Technically, a zombie...
It's a disease.
...wants to feast, right? It wants to eat. A mummy... what is a mummy's purpose? Like,
it depends on the person that
there's a curse.
The mummified corpse prior.
I think in the hierarchy, I think mummy is its own label, but if we're gonna do like the you know, what's it most related to, I would say probably more to a witch than anything, because it involves curses.
Okay.
And if it's going for a specific person and thing.
Well, let's take the Brendan Fraser, you know, movie.
Like, even Jason. Jason just kills.
Jason, to me, is...
You know what I mean?
I saw actually a theory.
He's Jason a zombie. Is he a zombie?
No, I saw a theory that there's a lot of fan theories thinking that Jason is part of the Evil Dead.
Oh, Jesus. Now you're expanding it out.
Like,
well,
it's the same thing.
He just kills.
Well,
right?
Jason 1 through 4, he's a man. Dies in 4.
He came back from drowning.
Did he, though?
That's the hard part.
From 1 to 2, crazy with the plot holes, but, like, you know...
Right.
Like, after 2, everyone... Like, nobody really cared that the plot hole was just like, oh, yeah, he drowned, but now he's back as just, like, this man who lives in the woods eating, like, squirrels and rabbits. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but, I mean, 6 is when they obviously invested in the costume of Jason, if you want to call it that, because they added more of the skull and the bones and the blood, and because then he was buried and
but
shit.
I would definitely not say,
but it
Jason
is
a demon. I don't know what Jason
is. Jason is Jason.
Because
I mean, the same thing could be said about Michael Myers, because depending on what timeline you follow, the guy's been killed 100 times.
Well, if you go the
you
most,
know what I mean, one timeline, like he's in a mental institute for 335 years and then gets out and magically could lift a car still. Like, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then in 2, he dies, and then it goes, obviously goes to 4, and he's comes right back alive from the ambulance.
The 2018 release, he was just in a mental institution, and then
right.
And then he should have died probably after 2, but, you know.
Yeah, and then if you go to the H2O saga, it's the same thing. He just comes back.
Well,
after
1, he got away.
You know?
He might not have died. He might
not
have...
got away. 1 to 2 is
perfect.
I don't
think he may have died instantly there, but the wounds he suffered without medical attention...
But even still, right? Yeah, like, he got shot, like, you know what I mean? Unless he's on, like, that fucking... What, that special K ketamine stuff? Or the angel dust? You know that stuff?
Wears off eventually. PCP.
I know. Because remember, like, they show pictures. Yeah. They, like, fucking shooting somebody and he just keeps coming at you. So it's like, I don't know. All
right. I don't know.
It's interesting.
20 to 11.
Here we go.
Take us away.
Number 20. Ghost Rider.
Is he a ghost, though?
Oh. God.
I read the Wikipedia said he is. I don't know. Take a look.
Ghost is in the name.
Yeah.
See, it's tricky.
Because, like, the way the comic of the movie and all that, everything, it's like, he's a living, breathing man, and then, like, once nightfall hits, he can turn into the Rider.
Spirit of Vengeance, I don't know.
He converts himself.
Oh,
wow,
it's in the name.
Yeah, I don't know. Number 17, Katie from Ghost Ship.
Oh, that the little girl?
Is that the girl in the red dress?
Little girl. Number 18 from the movie The Others, Nicole Kidman and her whole family. What a fucking twist. M. Night Shyamalan like twist.
Oh, man.
Great twist.
Wow.
Next up, number 17 from Ghostbusters 1, The Librarian, right at the beginning.
Very first
ghost.
Number 16, the former caretaker of the Overlook, fucking Delbert Grady.
Ooh.
Number 15, from Scrooged, I separated this one. Ghost of Christmas Present, that girl with the high-pitched voice.
The girl in Seinfeld. Got hit with the calculator.
Yeah. Number 14, Adam and Barbara. I put them together for Beetlejuice. Number 13, The Headless Horseman.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was another one I was debating, but I'm like... He was a man that died, and they say you can see he haunts the trails of Sleepy Hollow.
If he haunts it, yeah.
I should have wore this shirt, because I have this shirt, but number 12, the old fucking creepy bastard preacher man from Poltergeist 2. He's like,
man.
Fucking creeps the shit out. I can't even wear that shirt and look at myself in the mirror without getting scared.
I gotta see that one. It's It's got a very low rating, though, so it's kind of...
Yeah, well, in comparison to the first one, but it's still it's scary enough. And for me, I saw that one first as a kid, so that one holds more of a place. Okay. And number 11, I don't know if this works, but I mean, the movie scares me still. The fucking Blair Witch.
It's a witch.
Okay.
It's a witch, though, is it? Or...
I don't know.
But we never know. We don't really find out.
Yeah, we don't know.
Do we?
I don't know.
Sometimes the not knowing is the scary part. I don't know.
All right, so here we go. 20. From Sixth Sense, Dr. Malcolm Crowe.
That's a good pull. Damn.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Sorry,
Jesus,
if you haven't
man.
Seen a movie.
Let us watch the movie first.
How about how fucking
God.
Donnie Wahlberg kills him?
Yeah. Oh my God, that's crazy, I know.
Number 19, I forget which installment of it. It's from one of the scary movies, the one where they're spoofing the Paranormal Activity one, The Horny Ghost.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Dude. Oh my God, that's and then she wants it
yeah.
more. Oh my God. Oh man. wow, that's a good one.
Number 18, Victor Pascal from Pet Sematary.
Ooh man.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Good. He's a good ghost.
He is a good ghost.
Damn. I like
Hughes. It. We sunk up on this one. Ghostbusters, The Librarian.
Nice.
17.
Ooh.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Very nice.
All right, let's see here. I made a last minute switch, and I'm just making sure I have everything correct. Somebody got moved. Okay, I know who I moved on. Okay, so, alright, so my 16 I thought was too low, so I moved it up more. 16, Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
Casper,
the Friendly Ghost. Number 15, I'm probably the only one that's going to have a ghost from this one. From 13 Ghosts, the final one, the Jackal. That fucking... crazy
Ooh.
Bitch with the cage over her head.
Yeah.
Number 14. Gotta sneak some pirates in here somehow. Curse of the Black Pearl crew.
Oh. That's a good one.
I originally had Captain Barbossa, and I'm like, the whole crew.
The whole crew. That scene when he walks out and the moon
spoiler
hits him.
Alert.
Oh my God. Oh, gee, sorry, my
Spoiler
bad.
Spoiler alert! And then Captain Jack, he's just running the coin through his fingers, and you can see his the skeleton hand in the moonlight.
That's interesting.
what are we on here? 13.
13.
Freddy Krueger.
Okay.
All right, the Krueger.
Okay.
And I think we got another lineup, or sync up here. 11, Boo. From Mario.
Ooh. Where did I have that? All right.
And I just realized that there's another one that I missed that Hughes said.
Okay.
Katie from Ghost Ship, the little girl.
That's your girl.
I had her on my scratch list, but I did. Girl in the red dress made the cut.
Washkush, what was your 12? I don't know if I missed it
Boo
or not.
From Mario.
All right. All right, then what's your 11?
11 is... Viggo from Ghostbusters.
Wow.
Oh, man. Viggo the Carpathian. Damn. Okay.
That was the one that I felt was a little too low.
Wow. Wow. All right, number 20. I'll take 13 Ghosts. Any of them.
Oh, sweet.
Any of them. Give me them. Give me them. I love them all. Especially the naked one. But, you know, give me them all. You know, ghost boobs are ghost boobs. Anyway. Yo, 19. How about the Pac-Man? The Pac-Man
Ooh,
ghost.
Ooh, was it?
Oh, nice. That was a late cut for me.
Inky.
Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah, Inky, I don't know.
Pinky, obviously. The one's pink.
I don't even know.
Let
me see. Number 18. I'm just going umbrella with it all. I'm going with The Shining, all the ghosts. Give me the twins. Give me the creepy twins, bear, Basil. The suit guy, the bartender. Give me it all. The ballroom, everything. The woman in the shower, everything.
The dude in the
all
fucking the Shining ghosts. Cat suit or dog suit, whatever the fuck it is.
There you go. And that bear suit, he's like blowing the other guy. It's so fucking weird and gross. How about number 17? How about we go to The Simpsons? How about some Bleeding Gums Murphy?
Oh! Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 16. If Freddy's allowed and Candyman's allowed, we gotta let Samara in on this too. She's gotta be a ghost. She's a ghost.
She died. She's definitely a ghost. Ghost. She.
Yeah, okay.
She died. She comes back after a video's been watched after 7 days.
Right, okay. I know. Good. So Samara, and then 15 Hughes. I got the kid from The Grudge.
Oh, nice.
That
nice.
Creepy little bastard looking through the railing.
Scary fucker.
Yeah. 14. How about the witch from The Conjuring? I know she's a witch, but she's technically a ghost too because she hung herself. And anything to do with The Conjuring. Because it's all fucking haunted.
Yeah.
I know it's like a gray area, but it's scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's definitely a gray area, but you can...
More like a gray area.
I know.
When it boils down, you can say she's a ghost.
Because she died. I know, it's tough. All right, now how about number 13, the poltergeist, the TV people.
Nice.
It's all ghosts.
Good.
Number 12, Washkush. How about the Sixth Sense doc?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Back to Malcolm Crowe.
There you go. And then another gangbang. We're going to gangbang and run the train on Boo for
Ooh.
Mario. That's my 11.
That's the number one right now.
Excellent.
So far.
Diamond Dave is alive and well right now.
We round table in the top 10.
Unless anybody's got to take a
Goddamn
piss break
better.
And get some more beers.
Let's just burn. Let's burn. No,
let's,
I'm good.
Let's
I
do this.
Through. Let's burn
let's
through.
Burn
we'll,
it.
Save, we'll save the shenanigans for the after show.
Let's all right, let's burn.
Let's get a, we'll get a tight
burn. Burn it.
Number
Dude,
10,
tight.
Vigo the Carpathian.
Ghostbusters 2. Number 10. From SpongeBob SquarePants, The Flying Dutchman.
Dude, all right. Where the fuck did it go on my list? All right, number 10. How about Beetlejuice, the main characters? Hughes, you said them at 14.
Yeah. There
what
is.
Are their names again?
Adam and Barbara.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, Adam and Barbara. All
right. Buddy, number 9.
Number 9. I was splitting these ones, but the Grady twins, so the Grady sisters, twins in The Shining.
Okay.
My number 9, there's about 1,003 different renditions of them. Take whatever one you want. The Grim Reaper.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I like the Grim Reaper from Family Guy when
yes.
Norm MacDonald does the voice. Oh, that would be my choice.
I never knew that Norm did the voice for him.
He did
yeah.
the voice, and then Adam Carolla did it. They like kind of both of them. Were
okay.
All right, number 9. I got to bust out. We're going Nickelodeon. We're going 90s. We're going fucking Salute Your Shorts. We're going with something that scared the fucking shit out of me forever as a kid. Do you guys remember Zeke the Plumber?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking creepy to this day. I don't know if it's a ghost or not, but it's so because it was a ghost story they told. I don't know.
I remember
but
being
at
a Halloween party like maybe like 15 or so years ago. And some dude was dressed as Zeke the Plumber.
Dude.
I was dying laughing all night long at him. Like,
That little fucking porn stash on that creepy... He looked like Papa number 2 or 3.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
Ghost. That's what it does look now that I think about it. But yeah, that's my number 9. Fuck it.
All right.
Hughes. Buddy. Mr. Delaware.
Which one, man? Number 8?
Number 8.
I'm going
the
with
Ocho.
Buster Poindexter himself, the Ghost of Christmas Past from Scrooged.
Ooh. Okay. I got Mark 10.
I don't know how you're going to calculate that, because I grouped them all as one. And
yeah. I'll figure it out. I'll see where they all end up. There's no worries at all. All right. Mr. Goodman. What is your 8?
My 8 is the Shining Twins.
There's our number 1.
Yeah, as of right now, that's
Ooh,
the number 1.
Okay. Whew. Number 8, I have another bust out. I don't know if you guys said it or not, or will say it. How about we stop over to the land of Pee Wee Herman and some Large Marge?
Fuck, That is a great pull.
That is a, tell that the large, large great pull.
There you go, man.
That is a great pull. All right. Mr. Delaware.
Number 7. Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense.
Nice.
Ooh. Okay.
My number 7. The correct names are Blinky, Inky, Pinky, and Clyde from Pac-Man.
That's your 7?
That's my 7, the Pac-Man ghosts.
Fuck yeah. I love it. Nice. All right. Number 7. Hughes, you did Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'm yes. jumping into the same world, except I'm going with the first episode ever with the cab driver.
Oh, that is a great one. I gotta go back through that show.
It's on Paramount.
It's a, Paramount, yeah, the whole, yeah. everything. Oh, it's so good.
Rita and I go through them every now and then. It's a fucking blast.
It's fantastic.
Okay, right. So I'm at number 6.
Number 6.
The number of the beast.
You know what, Lloyd the bartender from The Shining.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hair of the dog, Lloyd.
This one, for my 6, it hasn't been set yet. It has potential to be a number 1, but I don't think it will be the number 1. It still might be too low, even at 6. A little Gozer.
Okay.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Number 6 for me, lumping them all together with Lumpy himself, the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, Future from Scrooge.
Oh.
Niagara Falls, Frankie.
So good.
All right, now.
What does his dad say to him? That's, I wanted a choo-choo train. It's like, is it, what kind of meat did he bring him?
He brought him veal. It's 5 pounds of veal.
It's 5 pounds of veal. Yeah.
I gotta watch that this Christmas.
Oh, it's so
good.
Such a good.
You got it. That's
I hate the story of it, but it's been so long. It'll be like the first time.
Scrooge, no. The modern take on it, dude, is so good.
Controversial opinion. I prefer Scrooge over Christmas Vacation. I said it.
Wow.
Ooh, you know what?
I'm not gonna apologize.
You know what? I would do 1A and 1B on it, to be honest with you, because Scrooge is just—it's so good.
It's been so Bill long; Murray's it would just, honestly be like watching it for the first time for me.
It's worth it, but because
Bill Murray's
such a
fucking bastard.
He's such a he's so good, but he's so good at it. Frank Cross.
How about speaking of Bill Murray? So you guys saw that UConn won the men's championship, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you see that Bill Murray, one of his sons, is a fucking assistant coach on UConn. So Bill Murray's been in the stands. Like, at every, yeah, he's been at every game.
Oh, my
nuts.
God.
It's wild. One of his kids.
That's awesome. Wow. All
right. Anyway. What are we on?
I'm on number 5.
Fivers.
From
the Delawarean.
Victor Pascal.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
From Pet Sematary.
I'm still waiting for Jim to say that one.
We'll see, man.
My number 5. What's your your favorite horror movie?
I know. I'm under the gun this week.
Okay.
Then you got me thinking about Freddy Krueger all day today.
My number 5. None of you have said it, and this is the one that I said it can be a big time ball drop.
Uh oh.
0. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ah, Jesus fucking Christ.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen The Nightmare Before Christmas since I saw it in the movies when it came out when I was 7.
I think I probably watched it about 37 times this year in one day.
Fuck.
My kid's like, Jack? Jack? Jack?
That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Wow. That's my kid asked for Ghostbusters 2 because he loves when the Statue of Liberty walks. So that's his favorite one.
I used to love that part.
Yeah. Hey, number 5. Nope, I'm not up.
Yeah, you are.
Am I up?
You are.
I am up. Number 5. Speaking of Ghostbusters, gotta go with Ghostbusters 1, the first ghost, the librarian.
Ooh.
Nice.
Get her, Ray. Get her.
Get her. I think we've probably talked about this 100 times, but like Ghostbusters is a movie that when you watch as a kid, it's great, but as an adult, there's so much better stuff that like you don't catch.
Because it's so. Dude, the whole beginning of Ghostbusters when he's fucking with the guy with the Because he wants to get in the girl. Like, you don't even think of it, and it's
but
like...
But what's even better is, just, as it pans into it, it's his office, and somebody wrote Basement Burned in Hell in red ink on the door. That's, like, my favorite part of the movie. So I don't think I ever caught that until in my 20s.
In the blowjob ghost?
The blowjob ghost. But how about when they buy the thing, and Venkman's like... he's like, oh, everybody has three mortgages nowadays. And then, you know... And then he's in the background calculating.
And that is a PG movie.
Yeah, it is.
That's before PG-13, I think, existed.
That's a 1980s PG movie.
Yeah, that came out, what, 84?
Yeah.
That's an 84.
84,
because 89 was Ghostbusters 2. Yeah. So that was before we were even born. That's insane to think. Wow.
Yeah. Whew. All right.
It's crazy.
Who's up? What are we on?
Speaking of four...
Number four, Ghostbusters, Slimer.
Ghostbusters, Slimer. Four.
Slimer.
No, you two synced up on that?
Yeah.
Fucking bastards. Fucking bastards.
That was the one I thought had a chance to be number one. As of right now, it might be.
Number three, Sam Wheat.
Who?
Ghost. Night.
Ghost. Nice. Patrick Swayze, Sam Wheat. Say his name, Sam Wheat. Whoopi Goldberg, man. Yeah, Sam Wheat, Ghost, Patrick Swayze.
That's a good one. My number three?
Yeah.
She Never Sleeps, Samara.
Ooh. Ooh.
God.
My number three, give me all the versions, all the renditions. The Headless Horseman.
Nice.
Okay. Where did I... Okay. My number three, Boo Berry.
Ooh.
Cereal. That's my jam. All
right, my number two.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. There he is, in the flesh.
Did you think of something? No. Ray?
Piers, I have an idea of who your number one is, but if I don't know. You either left out somebody.
I have no idea what you guys are going for.
I have an idea who Hughes's one is. It's either one of two choices. Either he left out somebody very important. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Give me 1 second. I gotta step away for 1 second. Hold on. Okay. 1 second.
Two. All right. Back and better than ever. It's on me. On two. The movie came out in like 1970-something, so if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, Jim. But spoiler alert,
here we go.
Number two, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Man, I kind of had a feeling you were going there. I was thinking it earlier in the week, and then when you said Yoda, I was thinking, like, yeah, you're definitely going in there. That's good.
Force Ghost.
Who's Obi-Wan Kenobi? Am I supposed to know who that is?
He is... Jedi Master to Luke Skywalker.
Is that Yoda's dad?
No, it's the Jim. It's like a Jerry and Banya mentor protege type situation.
Oh, perfect. See, that's all you had to say. All right, my number two. Wash Kush, relax. Victor Pascal.
Okay, there it is. There it is.
Okay, he's there.
I knew he was going to be there.
He's a good ghost. Okay,
come all on. All right, Doc. So Hughes, you either left out somebody extraordinarily important.
My number one is going to blow your fucking mind.
But I think I have an idea who your one is. I have one of two choices. Your one is either my one or this one right here.
It's the ghost with the most. It's fucking Beetlejuice.
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 Yeah. Jim, who's your number
That's
one?
That's fantastic.
Jim, don't fuck it up. Dude, don't fuck it up.
I don't have Beetlejuice. I don't have Beetlejuice.
Jim, my number one is Beetlejuice.
I know your number one is Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
I don't have Beetlejuice.
You're supposed to be the third one to say Beetlejuice, and he's going to
I'm not going to say it. I don't
nice
have it.
Model,
Jim,
huh?
Jim fucked it up. Jim fucked it up.
So, my bust out.
This is a long sell.
No, I swear to God, it's not a long sell. It's
a long sell.
It's not a long sell.
This is a long sell.
No.
This is a tool
sell.
I'll wait. Look. If you want to go Michael Keaton, my honorable mention is Jack Frost when he dies and becomes a ghost in a snowman.
Yeah, nobody cares about
that.
Fuck.
But if you want my favorite ghost of all time, I'm sorry, guys. I got to go with Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Is that true?
Chubbs.
Excellent.
He's the best. It's all in the hips, guys.
You literally just pulled out a fucking Nannerpuss number one.
Of what? Chubb, how do you not have...
Beetlejuice on your list? Jim, you put fucking...
You literally fucked up the greatest Diamond Dave of all time.
No, I didn't fuck anything up. You guys fucked up. You don't have Chubbs.
Jim, but you put fucking Alec Baldwin? He made someone a ghost.
Yes. Allegedly.
Listen. How did you have them and not the ghost with the most? Dude.
He's not a ghost.
Literally...
He is a ghost. It's in his tagline.
The ghost with the most.
I debated things all week long, and then you sold me on Freddy Krueger. Now I'm supposed to have Beetlejuice.
Wait, Washington, who did you think my other one was? Who was the other one you were thinking?
Viggo. Or not Viggo. Gozer.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't put Gozer, because I figured Stay Puft covered Chubbs. Gozer.
Okay.
You guys don't have Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I went with the main villain.
See?
I've never been more shocked.
I went with the main villain of both. And... The librarian, the first.
It's fucking black and blue all over again now.
Black and blue all... No, it's all over again.
Here we go.
No, here's what...
Black and white and green.
It would be black and blue all over again. No, it would be black and blue all over again if you were fucking dumping fucking Beetlejuice fucking clues all week.
Yeah.
If you were saying how, like... If you were saying that, like, you know... Like, Otho was going to be on your list or something. Then, okay,
the shrunken head dude is an honorable mention that we didn't say.
It is an honorable mention. So is the fucking... So is there the lady that teaches them, the smoke coming out of her neck. So is the whole football... Coach! The whole football team that are pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. I don't think we survived the crash.
The dude that, like, he's like, I don't know, the DMV, but whatever it's called. And that the guy hanging the door, or like, they got run over.
Yeah.
But Jim, how the fuck did you not have Beetlejuice? You fucked up the greatest Diamond Dave of all time.
We're gonna go Beetlejuice.
Yes, that was the whole reason why I put it at one.
Me too. Well, I put it because he's the best, but it worked.
On having for the correct number one ghost.
Cheers.
You guys missed on Chubbs. I got
Chubbs.
Up with you guys.
I appreciate Chubbs, but if I were to put him, he'd be in the bottom 15.
He'd be my 31.
And he had one scene as a ghost.
He'd be my 30. But it's a pivotal scene.
I'll put him behind Frank Bannister from Frighteners.
Who the fuck is Frank Bannister?
It's Michael J. Fox. Frighteners. Spoiler alert.
Jesus Christ.
He becomes a ghost in
these
the movie.
Fucking movies.
To save the girl.
These.
And then she saves
movies.
Him, and then he's no longer a ghost. But, you know. I won't tell you how or why.
Oh, man.
God damn it, Jim. You fucking fucked this up.
I didn't fuck
it up. You did fuck it up. Even if you took out Baldwin and the chick and you put in Beetlejuice there, it'd still be respectable, but it'd be ridiculous.
He's not... I don't know.
I'm pissed off.
I don't know. I debated on what a ghost was all week.
The entire movie is based off of ghosts in the underworld. He has that fucking sign. The ad.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, he's... Like, they're asking about him, and they're like, you don't want to deal with him.
Oh, because he's a bioexorcist. He's not a ghost.
He's the ghost with the most.
He's a bioexorcist. I read his ad.
He's the ghost with the most.
Look, I didn't write the movie.
God damn it, Jim.
God damn
you fucked
it.
Up the Diamond Dave. Or the... What the fuck were we calling it tonight?
The gangbang. I pulled out. Sorry. Shit, what is that?
Jim took his keys and he left early. He
picked
his own keys out of the fishbowl.
Yeah. I saw the pineapples coming out and I left. I'm good.
But Zero was the one that I thought you guys would... Either have or just totally drop the ball.
Zero.
Come on.
Damn.
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
But you put Emily and Thackeray from Hocus Pocus. Again.
Yeah, we watched that movie a ton.
One scene for like 30 seconds that they're a ghost.
Oh, man. Grumpy Bruce is here now.
Hughes is just as mad.
Fuck.
I'm shocked.
I,
Hughes can't even
The
talk.
Fact that you didn't even have it on your list is just what angers me.
Look, he's a bioexorcist. That's all I'm going
to
say.
He's the ghost with the most. To any of the faithful 14 listening out there, hit us up on the Facebook or something. Let us know if Beetlejuice is a ghost. I think the Shining Twins are going to be the number one.
It's going to be close.
Do we need to take a break? I just opened up another beer. I'm getting to the end of the season for this one, the Genesee Cran Orange Kettle Beer. I bought the... Well, there was one case left of the one distributor by my house. We're here in Pennsylvania. We have to go to distributors to buy cases of beer. We can't buy it in grocery stores or gas stations or wherever the fuck you can purchase alcohol.
Yeah.
There was one case left. I took one 12-pack, so I left it for somebody else. Next time I'm in there, if it's in there, I'm buying it.
You should have just taken it all.
Well, I got the Ruby Red Kolsch. It's a grapefruit beer. It's like their spring.
Oh, okay.
You remember the soda from Crystal Club 50-50?
50-50?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't heard that in
forever.
It
tastes just like 50-50. So if you like that, you'll like this. If you didn't like 50-50, you're going to hate it.
Alright, so... Let's
carry
see.
The one.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, because if you put Beetlejuice, it would have one would have been real easy for you.
Oh my god, man. So butthurt.
But you just fucked it up. It could have been Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Oh,
Beetlejuice!
My god.
And
then Michael
juice.
Keaton would have showed up on all of the tables and started just dancing. And
yeah, we got that one.
Any other honorable mentions that we missed from some of these movies? Like I said, the Riveter from Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Well, I mean, apparently everything's a ghost according to you guys. Bioexorcist. How about the chick from The Exorcism then? Why not? Or The Exorcist.
Well, she's a little girl.
Well, that's a demon. That's
just
a
saying.
Demon.
Oh, but Beetlejuice isn't. Sorry.
He was a living person that died.
Mm-hmm.
And he lied in his ad. Okay.
Yeah, because he's not a ghost. Thank you.
He is a ghost.
He's not the ghost with the most. He's the bioexorcism with the most.
But he's dead.
So that goes over to...
Sometimes dead is better.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of some other like video games that had ghosts in them. Ares from Final Fantasy VII, I believe.
Oh, yeah. The
one chick, spoiler alert, that dies right before disc 1 and 2 come into play. Yes, we had back in the 90s, we had a 3-disc game that you had to switch discs in the middle of it to get to the next set of shit. Where now it's all on one. Also, Metal Gear Solid was a 2-disc game.
But remember those good old days?
Oh, yeah, that was wild. Now video games, it's just like it's here. Take this 17-hour tutorial on how to play the game before you play it, and then there is this 35-gigabyte update that you need to play the game. And it's just like, I just literally want to turn the game on and play the fucking game. Like I just...
Dude, now you have to buy your weapons in the games.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that's how they make their money. You get the game for free, and then you pay to play. That's how they make tons of fucking money in games now, which is crazy.
Back in our day, you had to beat the game, and you had to beat it in certain times, you had to beat it with the good ending, the bad ending,
mm-hmm.
Then that's how you got characters. Or you put in the ultimate god cheat code, and you just got everything, you know, all the characters, all the invincibility. All
right, I'll be right back. I gotta piss. I mean, I have numbers. Chugs.
Ah! Real monsters!
Yeah.
We're back.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Alright.
Yo, they cannot find the orange couch. It is missing.
Really?
Like
they were like trying to find it for like nostalgia purposes, like maybe do like another SNCC comeback or something. They have no idea where the fuck the couch is.
It reminds me of the time that we tried to find Fritz, and in order to stop us, they started a global pandemic.
Fritz cannot get out.
Dude, I remember that.
Seriously.
Wow.
2020 kicked off
that.
With the where's Fritz? And
I know.
Next thing you knew, fucking the country was shut down. And the world. How about how every time Shifts post something on Facebook, they posted something on Facebook about, it was like, employee, like, fucking morale or spirit week at shifts or whatever. I was like, it'd be a lot better if you had Fritz with you. Like, but they don't acknowledge it.
Well, half of them don't either are not even living in this area or not even born.
Well, I found out what they did with them back during the great thing. I fucking messaged them and fucking said, listen, I'd be interested in purchasing Fritz. Where is he? And he said, like, first they were like, what? Like, seriously? And I'm like, yeah, I would like to have him in my fucking... I mean, the guy
honestly, I could see Fritz in your living room, like, just, like, putting...
I could see Fritz sitting at the piano with Franklin the
I could see you putting a serving tray up there and just putting, like, your beer up there during the ranks, like, with Fritz, like...
I would love to have Fritz. It'd be like my own version of Home Alone. Nobody ever wanted... No, everybody always thinks somebody's home. Fritz is just in here. Serving a fucking chicken in a bucket.
it's getting to be sexy time for Hughes and Rita, and Fritz is in the room. He's like, Fritz stays!
Wow, Hughes. Fritz, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go. Let's do numbers.
Davey Stain claimed he invented hockey.
Oh, yeah, did you see that? I just did that.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Wow. I got nothing.
Video game.
Alright, what are we doing? Some video game action?
Menendez.
Alright, we got a top five. Number five, we're going with some Ken Griffey Jr. Ooh,
yeah.
Number 14, a little NBA Jam. Number 3, Mortal Kombat. Number 2, GoldenEye. Number 1, Mario Kart.
Ooh, nice.
The Kartster.
Look at the Mario. Wonderful.
It's a me, a Mario.
Mario.
Supposedly that movie's actually pretty good.
Crazy.
Yeah, I
want
to see it.
Yeah.
I'll wait till it comes out.
We'll see. Yeah.
It only has a 55 on Rotten.
I mean, for a video game movie, that's actually kind of good.
Yeah.
At least it's a cartoon.
It's a lot to pack in.
I still don't understand why they just didn't get the dude that voices Mario for the game in the movie. Like, Chris Pratt wasn't needed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get the dude that voices him. The real Mario.
Can we just bring back Lou Albano? He was the best Mario. Right?
Yeah.
Just bring him
back.
There's
another movie. They're all high on cocaine and drunk off their ass.
I know, right? Who was Luigi in that? Do we know the actor?
Was
anyone famous or no? Because I just remember.
I think he was like from like NYPD Blue or something like that.
Oh, dude.
Or like, like Mario Lopez or something.
This is Rotten Tomatoes consensus for this, right? It's got a 56. While it's nowhere near as thrilling as Turtle Tipping Your Way to 128 Lives, the Super Mario Bros. Movie is a colorful, albeit thinly plotted animated adventure that has about as many Nintendos as Nintendon'ts.
Speaking of video games, I did see that they are making a new Ninja Turtles game. It's called Ronin.
Yeah.
And you...
Yeah, it's based on that comic.
Yeah. You don't know who you're playing as because you have all four of their weapons and you have all four of their bandanas. Yep.
Yeah. It's because there's one who's avenging the deaths
and
of the
Master
other three.
Splinter. It looks or it sounds like it's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, I remember we went to school with a girl that looked like Master Splinter.
Oh my god.
Okay.
And I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I bet she still does. I you know what, actually that's mean. That's insulting. I don't want to put Master Splinter in that category.
Jim. We got some numbers.
Yeah. Here we go.
There's no Dan or Dave though.
It's tough to live this one down.
Yeah. And you didn't even have him. You didn't even have him on your list.
He's a bio-exorcist.
He's the ghost with the most. It's the fucking tagline of the movie.
Oh, all right, here we go. Let's do it. Give us the numbers.
Number 30, Grim Reaper. 29, Candyman. 28, Zeke the Plumber. 27, Large Marge. 26, Are You Afraid of the Dark? The first episode, The Cab Driver. 25, Gozer. 26, Lloyd the Bartender from The Shining. Twenty-three, the little dude from The Grudge. 22, Zero,
damn,
the dog. 21, The Flying Dutchman from SpongeBob. Number 20, Freddy Krueger. Number 19.
Not a ghost.
Debatable.
It's okay.
For tonight, he is.
13 ghosts. Ghosts. Number 18, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Number 17, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Number 16, Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. Number 15, the Pac-Man Ghost. Number 14, Booberry. 13, Sam Wheat from Ghost. Number 12, the main characters from Beetlejuice.
Wait a second, how did you guys not have Slime?
I did. This is my number 4. We've synced up. Jim didn't have him. Again.
Because he's not a ghost.
Jim,
he's not a ghost.
What the fuck is he? What the fuck do you think he is?
He's a ball of slime. He's an evil, not evil, but he's a thing. He's
the movie is literally called Ghostbusters.
I didn't know that ghosts left residue, I guess. I don't know. You know what? I'm done with this shit. All
right,
this is a bad rank, because there's too much debatable shit.
Yeah.
Slimer. I could do the whole
he's
fucking 30.
He's practically almost the fucking logo. Like Slimer's very similar to the logo.
Yeah.
FYI, it was supposed to be John Belushi because John Belushi was supposed to be a Ghostbuster.
He was supposed to be
he died. So they CGI'd his face on a Slimer. Continue.
Number 11, Viggo.
Hey, that's where I had him.
Not a ghost. Number 10, Boo from Mario. Number 9, Samara. Number 8, The Headless Horseman. Number 7, Scrooged, any of the ghosts. Lump them all together. Game. Number 6, The Sixth Sense Doctor.
Wow.
Number 5, Ghostbusters, The First Ghost. Number 4, Ghostbusters, Slimer. Number 3, The Shining, The Ghost, Twins, whatever.
Anything Shining.
Number 2, Beetlejuice. Number 1, Victor Pascal.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Won by 3 points. 3 points. Points don't lie.
But people do.
Yeah.
Who lied? I didn't lie.
So,
Victor Pascal is our number one ghost with not the most.
It's weird to me that Pascal... Is it because I had him at 5?
Hughes had him at 5. I had him at 2. Washkush had him at 18. That equals 73.
Yeah, and because you didn't have Beetlejuice, it negates the two number ones.
There you go.
There you go.
That makes it 70. 73
so who,
to 70.
Does someone win this?
Hughes won it. He ran the table. 1-4.
That's fucking right. I ran the table. I just wanted to
You ran it.
All right.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4 right in a row. Washkush had 2, 3, 4. I had 1 and 5.
1, 2, 3, 4 in the row because he had Beetlejuice as 1. That's not the 1.
No, but I'm talking just he had all 4, not in a row.
I had 7 of my top 10 is in our top 10.
1, 2, 3, 4 Hughes had listed. So that puts him at 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
I honestly have no idea how you figure out
a winner. I thought it went by, like, you know, the most in the top 5, then top 10.
Yeah, okay. Hughes had 4. Hughes had 4 in the top 5. You had 3, I had 2.
Yeah,
if it ties,
I
keep going. You had 1, 2, 3, 4.
I got a great bonus.
Uh-oh.
So what's our next one?
Episode
69
will be our next one.
Well, I mean, I'm good
69.
With...
69.
Look, I'm good with Gaga, because then we...
Are we going...
Do...
And when are we doing her? Is it next week, or are we off?
If we're doing Gaga, I gotta listen.
2 weeks.
Let's do 2 weeks.
So that'll
be...
And
I also have
21st.
A lot of edits to do. I got 3 fucking shows to edit. I'm slacking here.
We've got...
I gotta attempt to try and finish Puddle of Mud. I gotta do the commercial jingles and then Gaga.
Okay.
I thought
Puddle of Mud was fucked.
Yeah, Puddle of Mud's out. Yeah.
If Puddle of Mud is fucked up, just leave it. Because that was all scrambly wasn't it?
There's still audio from my recording. So I haven't listened to it yet. So I gotta listen to it.
Mm.
Right. So why don't we... We have episode 69 coming up. Let's go 2 weeks from today. Let's do Gaga.
All right, so do Gaga, and then on May 5th, we do Goldfinger.
That works. Ooh. Yeah, because I was gonna say I don't know if there was already a reason for the 28th not being around, but I'm out for the 28th because I'm gonna be in Canada all week.
Canada.
I'm going on Tuesday and I come back. I'm gonna get home at like 5 o'clock on Friday, but that's gonna be too much. I don't think I'm gonna have time to. All
right.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's your bonus? Your bonus for Gaga.
Yeah.
Top 10, not counting Gaga, because we're going to have her as the rank, top 10 female pop stars.
Ooh. What do you mean by pop?
What I mean by pop would be, so here's who...
Would Stevie Nicks be considered
pop? Okay. Okay, let's do
this. Let's discuss this after the thing here. All right.
Yeah.
It's a zombie werewolf Jesus weekend, so if you celebrate it, congratulations. If you don't, it's Friday. Happy Friday.
Oh my god.
All right, our best 1990 video game console game is Mario Kart 64, as well deserving. Apparently, Victor Pascal is our top ghost.
Wow.
Wow,
listen to this guy. Oh my god.
I'm not, like, mad.
I'm just happy it's not Freddy Krueger, because he's not even
You're not mad, you're just disappointed, right?
Yeah.
You're not mad, you're disappointed.
And it's... No, I'm mad. I'm fucking mad. I'm fucking mad. And I'm not disappointed. I'm mad and I'm disappointed. Alright.
Oh,
have a good weekend.